This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Springs man who exploded a Tesla Cybertruck outside a Trump hotel this week indicated he was trying to create a, quote, spectacle. Las Vegas police say Matthew Livesberger had no known grievances against Trump, but notes on the man's phone indicate the Army Special Forces sergeant was angry with the country's leadership and wanted to draw attention to his concerns. Spencer Evans leads the FBI office in Las Vegas.
Although this incident is more public and more sensational than usual, it ultimately appears to be a tragic case of suicide involving a heavily decorated combat veteran who is struggling with PTSD and other issues.
Law enforcement also said there's currently no evidence connecting the bombing to the attack in New Orleans. The man accused of attacking a Grand Junction TV reporter has a history of mental health challenges. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
Patrick Egan is accused of assault and bias-motivated crimes after he followed a reporter, questioned his nationality, and then tackled him. At his second court appearance, Egan's public defender noted a history of mental health challenges and that he was a Marine Corps veteran. The judge in the case declined to lower Egan's $20,000 bond, noting concerns for public safety. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
There's a high risk of avalanches in the Central Mountains through the weekend. That's according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Yesterday, a backcountry skier triggered one on Berthoud Pass. The center says it's also seeing slides on terrain that's not very steep, where people may not expect to be in danger. Expect heavy fog tomorrow morning across Denver, Fort Collins, and Greeley. This is CPR News.